Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am here with Corey Jo Biddle today. And I'm starting this because it is supposed to be somewhat humorous, but it's also kind of serious. But I saw this on Twitter, and it is a real magazine it's a Mequon Beacon, which, I don't know, I guess it's, you know, it probably just tells you things that are going on in Mequon. Mm-hmm. And it is a photo of a lovely looking family, the two parents, their three kids who look like they're all teenagers, and their two white dogs. And this is the cover of the magazine that says, "The White Family Choosing Mequon."
Oh, I'm sorry with the white family.
You know, and I'm sure
it's not their fault.
Not their fault at all. This is totally the magazine's fault, or the, what do you want to call this? They just walked right into it. Because I would say Mequon, notoriously last year, one of the main communities that kind of spearheaded the anti-CRT, don't teach our white kids to hate themselves initiatives. Mm-hmm. And not a ton of diversity, I think, when you go to Mequon. Mm-hmm. And so it was just, it was one of those instances where was this intentional to get some press? Because a lot of people are talking about it. I saw it on Twitter, and then yesterday I was at an event and someone showed it to me. I was like, oh, we're already talking about that on the radio tomorrow. But you said a bunch of people are texting it to you.
I'm getting a text, and I've seen people talking about this all over Facebook. And so to be fair, the Beacon, as far as I know, we kind of look back and look at some of the other covers. Every month, they choose a family, and they put the family's last name in whatever the title is or whatever on the cover. So if it was the Jones family, it would have said, "The Jones family chooses Mequon." You know,
but that's not how the title always goes. It's not always choosing Mequon.
No, it's I took a screenshot of some of it, and it's like, "The Jones family gets ahead in Mequon." You know, it's always something like that. So I mean,
keep it up with the Joneses in Mequon.
In Mequon. that's probably actually one of them for real. But they've done this before. This publisher has either done this in Mequon or another one of the village magazines with the white family, but it was
not
spelled,
this white
not
family,
this white
a
family.
Different white
it
family
was spelled with a Y,
not the white family from Breaking Bad.
No.
Sorry, I had to.
So here's the thing. Okay, as a journalist or anybody that works in newspaper, pagination, whatever, they have a format. They're going to stick with the format, right? So we're going to put the family's name, and it's going to say something about Mequon. But given the tone, the history, the way that this is going to land with people, to put a very nice, very attractive family of all white folks with two white dogs and say the white family chooses Mequon. At the very least, they knew they were going to get some kind of reaction.
Right? And that's what I was going to ask, is like, is this intentional or is this oversight? Because there's oftentimes when, you know, some international global brand totally missteps. Like, I think H&M has done it.
Yeah.
Gucci, I think.
Gucci's
and they put
it.
Some little black boy in like a monkey shirt or mm-hmm. something that's like, come on, man, really?
Yep.
And there's always this debate whether or not sometimes that's intentional, because then look, we're all talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's hard for me to believe that the Mequon Beacon is really looking for like extra attention. Something they're like, yes, I'm scheming this. Everyone's going to be talking about it. I have to feel like it's an oversight.
I think so.
But it goes back to what we were saying before of like, why having some diversity of people be like, hey, maybe we should reword this headline.
I'm imagining them in the newsroom, even if somebody did mention it. I can imagine saying, well, I don't know, this is kind of weird. Doesn't it look weird for us to say this? I can imagine somebody else saying, well, it's our format and it's what we always do and there's nothing wrong with it. And the reason why I feel that way is because the comments, if any of your friends on Facebook are talking about this, go straight to the comments. And people are furious that anybody is even slightly bothered by it. It's like, everything doesn't have to be about race. And it's like, dude, let's just be like, why is sensitivity so offensive to people? Just you could have slightly worded it different. And honestly, I've been sitting here in my mind trying to think of what could have done differently. But I don't know. They just set themselves up with it.
Right off the top of my head, the White family comes home to Mequon. Because I think I saw one of the things that they moved away and they've moved back. And so that's why maybe they were said choosing Mequon, because they had left.
Yep.
That's totally different. The White family comes home to Mequon.
And which, like, is totally different than the White family comes back to Mequon. I mean, that's the power of words, right? Because depending on how you word that, it's a double entendre and you're triggering people.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I feel bad for the publishers too a little bit, because I'm sure some of them.
They didn't sign up for this. They were just like, all right, we're gonna be on the Village magazine. They're like, perfectly, what could go wrong? They didn't choose the headline.
Perfectly lovely looking family. I'm sure it's not their fault.
Totally not their fault.
Yeah, people are irritated that anybody is even talking to. But like, come on, people are going to talk about this.
This week with the whole, I mean, you know, every time the media can beat up on Kamala Harris, they're going to, right? Yep. Like, I have a friend, one of my oldest friends in life, literally, he was born a month ahead of us. Our moms were pregnant together. And he loves to rile. He's in Atlanta now. And so he's like an hour ahead of me. And he'll just send me like right wing type things in the morning, and I'll wake up and be like, Kyle, this is not the relationship I want to have with you, man. Like, I just miss you. I don't want to like start my day debating why this tweet sucks.
Right.
And he sent me the one with Kamala Harris this week speaking at an ADA roundtable around how the overturning of Roe affects people who have a disability. And she introduces herself by saying her pronouns, I am a woman, I am wearing a blue suit. So that soundbite gets totally taken out of context. Mm-hmm. And he texted it to me, and I didn't know the context. And he goes, what is going on? And so I just sent him back the J.D. Vance thing, saying that women who are in domestic violent marriages should stay for the kids. I was like, I know, right? But people were so offended that she would have an inclusive introduction, because there might be someone who was at that meeting is blind, and that there is consideration sometimes for people who are different. And that is not a bad thing. That shouldn't be such an exhausting, like, why are we doing this? Man,
people are so afraid of change. I mean, that's all I can boil it down to.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And then we're going to talk about what I would argue maybe one of the best trailers of the last 5 years. I cry easily at trailers more than the movie itself. certainly cried during this one. And so when we come back, we will talk about what that trailer is. Ooh. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.